Next week, books in the Czech Republic will have their moment in the media limelight. Czech television will be screening a glitzy ceremony for this country's best-known literary awards, the Magnesia Litera. Over the last 16 years, the awards have helped to draw attention to writers, poets, translators and publishers. Indeed, there are no less than 9 different categories, helping to give the awards ceremony a flavour of the Oscars, a deliberate strategy of Magnesia Litera's media-savvy founder, Pavel Mandys. He came into our studios to talk to David Vaughan.
The Magnesia Litera Awards have been remarkably successful in bringing books into the mainstream, turning each year's overall winner into a media celebrity, and drawing attention to books across the spectrum of Czech writing. This breadth of scope, says Pavel Mandys, is the secret to the award's popularity and influence.
The secret is simple. It's just the one prize who covers all the book in the market. There are more literary prizes in Czech Republic, but they are still particular for young writers, for translators, and so on. But this one is with some categories and with one book who gets all the book of the year.
And talking about the categories, I mean, you've got obvious categories such as poetry and prose, but you've also got a lot of other categories, including, for example, blogs or non-fiction, even journalistic writing. Tell me a little bit about these different categories.
We want to cover all the book market, all the type of books. And this year we got a new one. It's for journalism, essayism, memoirs, for the books not written by writers and not written by the scientists. So it's something in between. It's kind of closer to the readers than the scientist works.
And it's a form which is popular, isn't it, among Czech readers?
Yeah, I think it's popular all among the world, like biographies or interviews and essays.
And so in that particular category, what are the nominations for this year? I'd be interested to know in this new category.
Well, in this category, it's 2 totally different books. One is from Ondřej Kundra. It's called Putinovi agenti, Putin's agents. And it's a kind of investigative journalistic work. He uncovers how the contemporary secret agency of Russia makes not only espionage, but also the disinformation war, which is now a big theme in Czech media, because there are many webs covered by Russian government and make a lot of disinformations in Czech web. Then is it a book of interviews. It's called RR Rozhovory, RR Interviews, which is a pack of interviews from Revolver Review magazine. It's a magazine which was found in 1985 in Czech underground movement. And now it's some kind of cultural and social magazine. And then is the third one, which is probably the most uncommon book. It's called Brnox from Katarzyna Šedá. She's, I think, a worldwide known artist. And this book is about a quarter in Brno called Bronx, where many gypsies, Vietnamese and gastarbeiters and the poor are living. And in 3 years, she made kind of Baedeker.
So it's a kind of guidebook.
A guidebook, yeah. It's kind of part of the guidebook. There are 9 roads to this quarter.
Yeah, just to make this clear, this is an area in near the centre of Brno, the Czech Republic's second city, isn't it? And it's one of the few places, actually, in the Czech Republic which does have a sort of bit of an inner city feel to it, doesn't it? It feels slightly dangerous. I don't think it really is, but it's that sort of place, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very funny book because she don't have any prejudices. She just want to know how the people are living there, what are they doing, to what are they believe, and all those things normal Czech is not interested in.
And it's been put together in quite an unusual way, hasn't it? It's a guidebook, but it's a guidebook with a difference, isn't it?
Yeah, there are some crosswords, fake maps, there are fake ads, and many inventive things in there.
The section in the Magnesia Litera Prize that always attracts most attention is prose. You have 6 finalists, and one of the things that's so fascinating about this year's choice is that they are so diverse.
Yeah, some are diverse, some are similar. Two books are looking into the Czech past. One is from Aleš Palán called Ratajský les, or the wood near Rataje. The second one is from Michal Přibáň, Všechno je jenom dvakrát, Everything is only twice. Ratajský les is looking into the past in the 50s, in the communist era in the 50s, and Všechno jenom dvakrát is looking in the 70s.
But they're both interested in the present as well, aren't they?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
we deal with the past now.
They got some different time locations, which are in the past and also in the present. And both the books are struggling with the responsibility and with the communist informers, and who can judge them today.
And then there are some works as well which are very personal and very intimate, aren't there?
There's one more intimate book from Zuzana Brabcová called Voliery.
It's bird cages.
Yeah, probably bird cages. And it's for intimate kind of poetry in prose. A little bit similar. It's next nominee, which is Ladislav Šerý with the book Nikdy nebylo líp. It never has been better. It's both about contemporary people living here in Prague and listening and enjoying time and people.
And there's one book that deals with a very current theme, which is the refugee crisis in Europe.
Yeah, it's Únava materiálu from Marek Šindelka, and it's an intimate view into the experience of the refugee in unfriendly Europe, winter Europe. So it's based on the hunger and cold and all you can feel in frozen nature with no help from the locals.
At last he took a deep breath. A strange, involuntary sound escaped his mouth. An oddly childish sound. A quiet, high-pitched sigh, like a child with a high fever muttering in his sleep. He took another breath. He put his hand to his throat and once again sighed quietly, because the breath hurt in his body. Then all was calm. Somewhere in the distance a dog started to bark. That woke him properly. Around him no other sound.
And also on a current theme, there is also one novel which is dealing with an environmental issue, at least in part, isn't there?
It's about a fictional lake in the future, a little bit post-apocalyptic future, and the lake is polluted, and the main hero, which is a young boy living in a fisher village by the lake, he tries to get out of the village and find his mother.
And it's written by Bianca Belová, who's a writer in her 40s, who's already quite well established here in the Czech Republic, isn't she?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's obviously quite difficult to come to some sort of general conclusions, but what if you have a sort of general impression? Are there some trends or some things that particularly captured your imagination or surprised you in this year's nominations?
More than usually, there are present some particular social themes. It's not only the refugee in Marek Šindelka's book, but it's also the gypsies and gastarbeiters in Brnok's book. There is also a book about dying, which is a theme in Czech society not very well received. Nobody wants to get too close to death. But Ondřej Nezbeda makes a book about how we can, how we should, and how we may behave to dying people.
And there's a category which isn't entirely new but is recent, which is for people who write blogs. And that's a very interesting trend, because obviously the blog has become a literary genre in itself, and that many people do read them.
We are trying to find literary quality in the Czech blogs, and then the winner gets some money to make a book from the blogs.
We haven't had time to talk about all the things that have been nominated in all the different categories, and it would take us a long time. So when will we find out who has won, and also will it help the writers who are both been nominated and also the overall winners in their future careers, in helping them to get attention from readers and maybe publishers of their further work?
It's the same thing like in the European or American book prizes. The effect is immediate. The book who gets the title, the book of the year, and there is a big reader interest in the book. So we make a statistics about how the winning books are sold. And in last years, the books are getting twice time or three times better than before.
Does that apply to some extent to the other nominated books as well, the ones that don't win the overall prize?
It helps in the career, it helps in the shops a little bit, but the winners taking a lot of interest, both from journalists and both from readers.
And we'll find out in April, won't we?
Yeah, it will be in 4th April, kind of ceremony in National Theatre, covered by Czech television.
And let's hope as well that some of these books will, thanks to the attention they're receiving, also be translated into English.
Well, I hope so.
So, Pavel Mandis, good luck with the presentation, and I look forward to talking to you soon about future Magnesia Litera Awards.
Thank you.